microphones?
Yeah.
Or does he?
Yeah.
Just get, go to Google and you can track that number and it'll tell you where it is.
Really?
Where on Google?
Yeah, to find your phone.
Actually, you can go to Google search, signed in with his Google account, the one that his phone is on, and you can say, where is my phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can just type it into the Google search, and it will tell you right where it is. In fact, you start playing around with it, and you realize how they've got all the information. Google.
You'd be able to do that for an iPhone, too, then, right?
Yeah, iPhone uses an app called Find My iPhone.
And
so you use that through the iCloud service. But it's got a lot of the same features. I think that it had... And anyone's welcome. Jim, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't looked at it in a while. What?
I would hate that. Why can't he just give you a call and say I'm fine?
Well, I told him he needed to text me every hour on the hour, and that didn't work.
Christine, I would.
I'm a nervous Nelly.
I would, but I know the spouse you're talking about. I'm familiar with that personality type.
Well, even every 2 hours would have been fine. But, you know, he has a hearing problem. He didn't hear that.
Well, so yeah, that's a very easy way to track phones. I always get a kick out of there. There's these apps that are, what is it called? Family 360, I think.
Yeah.
There's an app that you can, and a number of apps, you can download onto your kids' phones so you can keep track of them. I think 360, I was just listening to it this morning. I wasn't even aware of it until this morning. But it's actually intended for monitoring your children.
Yeah.
And it can do things like alert you if they're going too fast. Like, say they're in the family car driving, and they're exceeding the speed limit.
I know he's going too fast.
Then it will send you a text notification saying, hey, your kid's driving too fast.
I'm sorry. That's so intrusive.
That's terrible. Well, I have the same reaction when I hear that. I'm like, oh, my gosh, my kids aren't even going to learn how to get away with stuff. Right? I mean, they need an opportunity to at least try and get away with stuff. On that note, and this is just off the cuff, but I've recently had to punish one of my children for behavior using their equipment, right? And we've limited their equipment. We've gone to policing their equipment, and I hate to do it. But it makes me reflect on my other child, who I absolutely do not have to do this with. And I can't figure out which one's getting better life skills at the moment. Right? I mean, one is completely conformed to the paradigm that we're in. And the other one is still pushing the limits of what could possibly be okay.
Age difference.
Well, two years age difference. Yeah. And I did not go through this with the oldest one. The oldest one's the best one.
She's just lying. Better getting away.
Well, she's lying.
What did she say? She's lying.
She's already learned that skill.
Maybe she's just much better at it, right? I'm sure the younger one would have thrown her under the bus a long time ago. I'm a big brother, and I got thrown under the bus a number of times, and I'm assuming that's what her sister would do to her. Because, for one, the older one's quiet, the younger one talks all the time. I'm sure she would have let it slip at some point. It's kind of the way she got caught this time. Letting it slip.
It's so typical.
So what do you do, take away her phone?
Take me with you.
Yeah, she's ended up punished until New Year's. But you guys won't appreciate the punishment at all. Somebody that's 12 years old can totally appreciate
them. Sure.
But we can't appreciate it. I mean, she's been limited to 3 hours of screen time a day, right?
That's a lot.
She spent a week without any devices. Ooh. Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is it feels like a lot until you realize how much screen time people are just getting in general. Try and limit yourself to three. She can't even sit and watch TV without being invited to the show. Right? Like she uses up 3 hours on her phone, and then she's got to find a book, or she's got to write some art. She's
got to. I hate you, Daddy.
Yeah. Well, she's been very accommodating about the whole thing. She realizes I could shut her off completely. I'm like, look, there are other parents that just take your device away for a month, There are other parents that would limit it to an hour a day or only for schoolwork. I mean, you're actually fortunate you're related to a computer nerd.
Or drill a hole through your device.
Yeah, right. Or just toss it in the trash and be done with it.
News a few years ago.
So she's being very accommodating with it. She's finding ways to work with it. We watched her go through the stages of grief, though. I mean, we watched her go through it doesn't matter, and then lose her mind, and then acceptance.
Scott, when my son, pre-electronic devices, when he got himself into trouble, his punishment was I took his ketchup away.
Took his what?
Oh, yeah, whatever works, right?
Took his ketchup away.
I actually.
You can have my ketchup.
You go ask him. What's the worst thing ever happened to you? My dad took my ketchup, and he's 40-some years old.
He'll never forget.
I could still take his ketchup away, and he would notice. Except he's bigger than me.
Well, what's his favorite brand offhand?
Oh, there's only one brand.
Yeah.
Come on. Heinz.
Of course. Of course.
Oh, if I dare have even Heinz low sugar, or like light.
He'll know it. Yeah.
No. What is this?
Can you give us an update on what's that one cell phone company that's touting 5G?
No. Because... You should not take 5G serious at all.
Well, I couldn't.
We still don't know how it's going to get rolled out. We don't know who's going to be the provider of the equipment. It's all up in the air.
There are all these towers.
Well, there has to be towers everywhere. So there's going to be deals with municipalities. There's going to be equipment manufacturers that are going to provide it. And it's just not a real topic right now.
Well, they have towers that'll have more than one transmitter on it?
Well, the way 5G will work is because of the short distances that it can travel, it will need to be on the corners of every building. On a skyscraper, it may need to be an antenna on all four corners every 5 or 10 floors.
That's going to look
really
weird, isn't it?
Well, how big they are,
be small,
whatever.
Yeah.
It depends on how they implement it, but yeah, it's going to require a lot more cooperation between property owners and municipalities and the businesses that are rolling this stuff out. I'm waiting to see if 5G ends up becoming a much more public infrastructure, just because of what needs to be invested in it to get it to roll out. These companies have it in their best interest to be selling it to us as the next greatest thing, but I don't think there's a long distance business. I mean, there isn't a wireless carrier out there ready to take on the burden of putting these antennas everywhere. They're happy to sell you phones that'll run on them, but they didn't want to take on the burden of installing the fiber optic network back in the day. They had to get these huge tax breaks to be incentivized to do the installation, and I think we're going to end up. We're going to have a demand for it. We're going to have people going, we want 5G. We need 5G. We got to compete with the rest of the world, for whatever that argument's worth. And then we've got to have politicians that are willing to go in and say, all right, well, we're going to give breaks to these companies to do the installations of this.
How will it change us? Like, how will our...
Probably shorter lifespan.
Less children.
Yeah, more sterile.
You won't have to worry about your prostate anymore.
We'll still
be irrigated all the time.
Scott, wouldn't it be the key to autonomous cars in the future?
It will bring. It'll bring things that'll make stuff like that just easier and better. I mean, we're talking about bandwidth that is 4 to 40 times faster than what we've already got. So it's hard to comprehend what that means. What it really means is being able to talk device to device faster than you can talk to components inside your computer. I mean, that's really the kind of thing we're talking about. And so what does that really mean to us? Maybe we could have AR headsets that we're wearing everywhere and watching augmentation pop up around us. There's a hard I mean, you guys are having trouble being marketed 5G right now. You're seeing commercials for it. You're listening to people talk about it. You're reading articles that are talking about it. Their examples are kind of ridiculous, considering that we've still got people starving in the world, that we've still got cancer in the world, we still got AIDS in the world, and they're talking about, oh, you'll be able to do these amazing things, and so we're already doing amazing things, and we're still neglecting all this other stuff. So I think it's going to be a hard sell, but I think that's what we're going to see, is we're going to see people getting sold on the idea, politicians following up on the idea because people have been sold on it, and then breaks being given to these companies to incentivize them to do the installations. And right now, the big incentive these companies have to install this infrastructure is getting people to buy the phones. If the phones are out there, then there's a reason to have the network. But that's the only incentive that I've seen so far.
The government needs it for future wars and future, you know, the government's always at the forefront of this technology to use it in defense or whatever. And we're going to have it, because there's no question about it. But it's going to benefit medicine for sure, or autonomous cars for sure, and of course artificial intelligence is going to
I agree with you, Irving. I think that in the long run, no doubt, bigger, better, faster is going to lead to more improvements in quality of life. We've got this gap between here and there, and it's filling that gap that's in question.
Well, I've been thinking about that, and I believe that the future, you know, this is like what I think has to happen. Obviously, the disparity between the people with the wealth and the people without it that's growing. But at some point, with artificial intelligence, it's going to get much worse in terms of employment. So at some point...
I'm listening to you. I'm just... Yeah. While you're talking, I'm doing this.
Well, at some point, through necessity, the gap is going to close. The money will be distributed more, because without people spending the money, the rich can't get richer. So it's in their best interest, so we should have less of the disparity we have now between where all the resources are going.
Yeah.
Maggie had a topic, didn't you?
Yeah, Scott, let's look at this Cody thing. Can we, please?
Cody? Okay.
I was trying to download US TV now, Firestick. And I followed all the instructions to open Cody.
I want to be done.
The Cody app. It's not there. So I looked up how to add Cody to the Fire Stick. Didn't work.
So yeah. Is it Cody that you're running it through? And I'm eating another one of your chocolates as I ask questions.
Yeah. Everything I've read says that I have to go through Cody.
Jim, are you familiar with the app the US TV Now is using on Cody?
No, I don't use it. I had it installed for once, but I took it out.
I did 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Now I want ABC that doesn't buffer. I'm just getting the free one, 5 channels.
Maggie,
do you have the U.S. installed on Cody?
No, I can't do it.
Why?
I'm trying to install it on my Fire Stick. It won't work. It's supposed to be there.
Supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, but I can't find it.
Well, the app, the way Cody works is it's a platform. And so if you don't have the app installed in the Cody installation, like say you just freshly installed Cody, then you would have to set up a provider of an app, which is a repository. You've got a site out there that you get a repository from. You get the repository, you install it. And then you use the repository to install your apps. Now, I'm wondering if you would be more successful not doing any of that.
Thank you.
Because it is a hit and miss kind of thing, and it makes much more sense for hobbyists than it does for somebody that's just looking for TV channels.
Well, it's fine with me, except everything I've read says Cody's supposed to be on the Fire Stick already.
Well, you can download Cody on the Fire Stick, but it's...
What? Do you have Cody on your Fire Stick?
No. Not that she knows it.
No, it's not supposed to be on your Fire Stick.
No.
Yeah, according to the directions that I...
Well, you need to start with Cody.
Go to
so you got to get it installed in your Fire Stick.
TroyPoint.com.
Okay.
And it'll walk you through installing Cody onto your Fire Stick. It's simple. And then once you do that, you can get the apps.
Okay, now...
I'm trying to remember. I tried Troy Point last night.
Troy Point is a discussion group forum for streaming TV and channels.
I get that. Once in a while, I even read it.
And what you want is how to install the Google search. You want is how to install Kodi on your Fire Stick.
You can do that.
Okay, and it will walk you through how to download it from Kodi.tv. Now,
Kodi.tv.
Yeah, that's the website. Is Kodi.tv. Now, having said all that, this is not the direction I would send normal people.
Thank you.
What about you?
Yeah.
In your case.
Now, what I would say is the Fire Stick supports a web browser. I'm having trouble. I think it's called Silk.
It is.
Okay. Yeah, it is. In Silk, you can go to ustvgo.tv.
ustvgo.tv.
Mm-hmm. And what this is this is a list of all these channels that are being streamed live on the internet. And that's it.
Just pick the one I want?
That's right. It's a whole list of all the TV channels. It's pseudo-guide-like, but it doesn't show you what's playing at the moment, but there are links to all these streams running.
I'm sorry, what was
it's not live.
It is live.
It is live.
Yes.
So USTV?
USTVgo.tv. Now this, they used to have another address for this. It was something like USTV123 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But the latest address of this list of channels is USTVgo.tv,
and you just click on the one you want. And
that's right. In fact, to make sure I'm not lying, there we go. There's the impeachment trial going on MSNBC right this moment.
Good morning to my friend Mr. Collins.
USTVgo.tv. So it's cumbersome to get into,
House Resolution,
but it's straightforward.
And the accompanying House Judiciary Committee report.
Right. And what you would do on the Amazon Fire Stick is you go into the Silk browser, you give it this address, it will come up as a web page, and you just start clicking on the things that you want.
This morning, in place of Chairman Nadler,
no, they will not. But Kodi wouldn't have either.
Both the Judiciary Committee and the Rules Committee intend strength, love, and prayers to Chairman Nadler's wife, Joyce, and all.
Yeah, and it's especially good if you've got like one particular channel. Then you just go find it. It's a little cumbersome to get to it, but it's not hard to understand. And you bring up the channel, make it full screen, and there you go. You're watching that channel live.
Silk to USTV, go.tv, and then pick out what you want.
Yeah, pick out the channel that you want to stream live. This is working very effectively. Every time I go to it, it's working very effectively. I wish Russ was with us here today, because he's been using it as his main TV channel provider for a while now.
So he has to go through Silk every time.
That's right.
But that's no big deal.
At the very most, we might have, I don't even remember. It seems like we set Silk's homepage to be ustvgo.tv.
You have Silk on there?
No, I'm just using Opera. Okay. Silk is the Amazon Fire Stick's web browser.
I'm just using Firefox.
Yeah, and Firefox. It works so well, and I never use it. Because I never want to see live TV anymore.
But I don't like
it. It just doesn't matter to me anymore. I keep missing stuff. I can't pause stuff. I can't rewind to see what I missed.
Yeah.
I got no interest in live TV at all. The impeachment trial, maybe that's interesting. I'd rather see John, or not John Stewart, who is it, Colbert, or one of those guys talk about it than actually watch it happening live. My form of entertainment has gotten so blasé. My family likes to make fun of me. I'll sit around and just watch movie trailers all day. Just stick it on an hour thing of this week's latest movie trailers. I may not even watch the movies, but I'll watch the movie trailers. Oh, and on that note, you do know Star Wars.
Uh-oh.
Two more days. Robin, leave! you get out of here.
You're banished.
You're out of here. I don't want to see you till the first of the year.
I know how to convert her. Just show her Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. Oh, now you've given us a reason to have the screen on.
Do I need a VPN to do this?
No.
No.
Really, I'll get ABC down here in Mexico.
You get ABC, NBC, CBS. You'll get a bunch. There's a whole section, a category of sports channels. I don't know if that matters to you. It matters to too many people.
So you can use the Mexican address to get all these?
Yeah.
Right here.
Cool. Streaming live.
After I spent an hour you're getting a VPN.
You have a 30-day...
Well, I have a TV subject. I just got a brand new TV.
Okay.
You're watching a movie or something, and then suddenly the TV says, can we help you with anything? Obviously,
what?
Yes,
this is your new TV.
My new TV is Samsung. And it's interrupting, and it's even interrupting the sound on the movie or whatever. And
really?
It says, can I help you? Or do you need anything?
Wow, could that be used in a very inappropriate context? I don't think I want that TV in my bedroom. I mean, if anything, I'd like hurt my ego a little bit.
Can I help you?
Right?
Turn off the speaker. See, he must have said something to activate it.
That's 2 years old. My Samsung is about 5 years old when I upgraded. Yeah. Didn't do that.
So Irving, I've never heard of this.
Well, she has it for 2 years on
mine's
her Samsung.
About 2 years old.
And it listens to you? And
I think so. I get these strange ones.
Yeah, I mean, it just comes on and it wants you to talk back to it.
Uh-huh.
Well, turn that off.
I'm going to have to figure out. I just got the TV a few days ago.
Yeah, we'd have to do some Google searches. I would hope that there is an area in the Samsung menu there to turn it off. I haven't run across it.
Oh, okay.
Ray, I want to tell you something.
Please come back to club with those instructions because that's crazy.
Ray Mahoney.
Yes,
you have 30 days to cancel ExpressVPN, so just cancel it if you don't think you need it. You haven't had it for 30 days,
have you? No, I haven't.
So you can cancel it.
Yeah, if I don't need it.
No, you don't back need up it. To a topic. The USTVGo.tv.
Yes.
It really doesn't look like it's actually, I don't know what time zone it is, because it tells me that the CBS News comes on at 7:30 at night.
I don't know what time zone it is either.
I was just watching ABC.
Yeah, but if you look at the schedule, it'll say that the news is on later than it really is on.
So
sounds like East Coast.
Oh, here it is down here. Okay.
See it?
Local programming at 10, The View at 12.
Right, but what Jody's saying is that those don't correspond with our local time zone.
Okay. Maybe a different time zone.
It may just be a matter of correlating 12. When it says 12 o'clock, it really means 4 in San Carlos.
You just have to convert it yourself.
It's probably Eastern time, usually.
Yeah. Again, it's none of these are perfect solutions, but as far as streaming live TV, this is one of the best solutions I've come across. And to be fair, we've talked about it in the past, but it's just gotten better throughout time. It's just turned into a better and better service. Wow, what's going on over there? That's a lot of noise.
Big piece of equipment slowly wandering down the road.
She's still on the air?
Oh, hell yeah.
So,
she's still on search.
It's a voice actor.
America's
game. And I'm just bringing up the text, but it really is responding to certain words that have been spoken on the TV. There's a
Yeah, because you've probably got it on like an Apple device is on or a Google Smart or Alexa. Right. Yeah, it's your TV acting as a smart speaker. And so its default appears to be on instead of off or... Yeah. And Dixby is their voice assistant. They have it on their phones as well. I didn't realize they were putting it in their TVs. That's crazy.
He wants a white one.
No.
You got a dark chocolate.
And I knew I was all alone in the house. And the client had left me a stick of chocolate on the wall. It said her hair is blonde. Photo I have.
I have three left.
Oh, okay.
So I stood there and said out loud, seriously? And this voice said, you're having trouble understanding you.
That's Cheryl's dark chocolate.
Scared the hell out of me.
We get Alexa talking to us all the time when we're not asking for it. Did you guys hear that you can get Samuel Jackson speaking to you on your Alexa device now?
Well, that's important.
I thought you'd enjoy that. You actually can choose for him to be explicit or not, in case you have children. Because I think it's the difference between telling you the weather and telling you the motherfucking weather.
What? You just woke me up.
I was saying that this is one of the topics. You can hear Samuel Jackson on your Amazon Echo.
Let's hear an example.
I don't have one queued up.
Oh, okay.
But I will put a link to the article.
Well, how the hell can you bring up a topic like that and not have it?
I know, I'm terrible. Let me see if this... what a bad man I am.
Certainly not a teacher. I mean, that's the first thing you've got to do. I'm thinking.
Okay, we'll take the explicit tag off.
Well, we've got two over here.
Jackson, Echo. Let's see if there's an example here. See, what they did is they brought him into a studio and had him record a bunch of stuff. And they're actually using the same neural network that they use for reading text to speech.
Yeah.
They've just taught it to speak as Samuel Jackson. It's kind of like the deep fake thing, except it's completely legitimate. Here's, if you were interested in this, I guess he's one of the first celebrities they're doing on Echo. And they've got a special price that you can get it for $1. Which I can imagine there's enough Samuel Jackson fans out there that have Echoes that think this is funny, that they would just add $1 charge to their Amazon account and have Samuel Jackson talk to them. But the regular price for this stuff is going to be $4.99. And they're going to be over... No, it's a one-time fee.
Oh, a one-time.
Kind of like buying an app from the App Store.
Can we buy anybody else's voice?
Well, that's what I was just going to say, is they're moving towards a collection of celebrities, but I think they're going one by one. They're testing the waters with Samuel Jackson.
Judy, who would you...
They'll be able to get...
Sean Connery would be nice.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That's good.
Doesn't do much for him.
Well, you know, Samuel Jackson.
I think I dream of Jeannie. Yeah.
Well,
what would you like, Master?
I don't care what voice it's in. That'd just be great if I could get that much intelligence out of its response. Supreme Leader. Pay my internet bill. Okay. Because they had him come into the studio, had him record some stories, you can ask him specific history, like how did he like Star Wars, working in Star Wars, or tell the history of his career and how it started up. So there's all these little bells and whistles that go along with this. If you're interested in this and you have an Echo, you can say, Alexa, introduce me to Samuel Jackson. Aha, 14 people out there listening to this podcast. Your Alexa just went off, and now you're signing up for Samuel Jackson. Yeah, well, I'll put a link to the story on the website, and I'm doing a search here trying to find some examples of it, but all I'm finding is people like me talking about it. 4 funny things to ask Samuel Jackson on Alexa. Okay, maybe this is the one we're looking for. Let me turn on the speakers.
Hi, this is James with the 1 Hour SmartHome.com, and today we have got a few funny things to ask.
Hold on a second.
Samuel Jackson on Alexa.
I don't know if you guys can.
Skill just came out, so we got another video that shows you how to add Sam Jackson to Alexa. We'll include those links below. Or you can just click on the other link that says Samuel L. Jackson
skill yeah, I did in the video, intro. Come and on. You can ask Sam Jackson these commands for yourself. So let's get started on funny commands to ask Samuel L. Jackson. Alexa, ask Sam Jackson to tell me a joke.
Your mom is so dependable, they changed the song to Lean on Her.
What?
Alexa,
it's a dad joke.
That's as bad as the Google
ask
jokes.
Ask Sam Jackson to tell my kids to go to bed.
Hello, boys and girls. It's been a long day, and you are due for some sleepy time. So brush those teeth and get in your jammies. Be a good youngling and go to bed.
Alexa, ask Samuel Jackson.
Anyway, it's all that kind of stuff.
I've been known for getting away with a lot of things. Right now, I wish I could get away from you.
Alexa, ask Samuel Jackson if there are snakes on this plane.
Here's something I found on the web. According to Virginia Dottet, at 30,000 feet, snakes aren't the deadliest thing on this plane.
Well, okay. Sam, I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, anyway, that's what it is. And it's 99 cents right now if you're interested in having the Pulp Fiction guy announce the weather to you, which he does do. Now, one of the things that's... Oh, you've got an I Dream a Genie, Farside. What is this? That was a very strange request, Master. Okay. 99 cents right now, $4.99 in the future. I get nothing from pointing it out to you. I just thought it was funny. And we're going to see more and more of that kind of stuff showing up for these kinds of services. And oh, what I was going to say is to use it, you have to ask Alexa to ask Samuel Jackson. It's not replacing Alexa's voice. And it is not doing all the functions of Alexa. There are certain things that he can, like the weather, like the time of day.
See, I don't get this at all. It's just more clutter in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We definitely spend a lot of time working on amusement. I don't know what to say about it. That's absolutely true. It's just more, whether good or bad, it's just there. I was listening to a discussion about TikTok today. I pay no attention to TikTok. My kids like to watch TikTok videos. They like to make them. They're like 6 to 12 second videos of screwy stuff. I don't understand the fascination. I feel like it's a big waste of time, but they're like a really big deal right now. And it's all entertainment. I don't see anything other than entertainment about it.
No intrinsic value.
Hey, I am curious. Did you guys see last Friday, New Orleans declared a state of emergency for their cyber attack?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I think that's the first time we've had a municipality do that. Mm-hmm. And it follows right after their state declaring a state of emergency for their state government getting hacked, and they shut everything off. They turned off every device. They're not going to deal with... It was thought to be ransomware, and now we know it was ransomware. They weren't going to deal with any of the hackers that had anything to do with it. And so what they're on is this big mission now to scrub all their computers. Okay. Apparently, thousands of computers need to be cleaned or reformatted. Okay. The police force has to use paper and pen. They're not the only government agency, but that's a pretty significant one to be limited to writing up police reports by hand now. And they're saying that they'll be like this for at least a week, but they've been advised to prepare as though it won't be fixed until after the new year.
Crazy.
Yeah, Irving.
So I've received emails, not lately, but ransomware. I've received emails saying we have your password, and if you don't send me money, well, this is true. I've had it more than once. Now, has anybody else had that experience? I've ignored it, and I've never been, I've never had my computer violated.
Compromised, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you open up an email that you didn't recognize? Is that how you got it?
Well,
I read the email, I mean, but they never got to me.
Did the email give you a link to follow to deal with the problem?
Maybe. I wouldn't do that.
Because that would be a phishing.
It's been a while ago.
And that's how they're assuming that the government of New Orleans got infected was through a phishing scam like that, where they're collecting usernames and passwords and infecting computers at that time.
So could that have happened if it just was on one person doing it, and then the whole system could... Yeah.
It depends on the virus, but that's exactly what could happen. One of the biggest fears of a ransomware virus, but what a ransomware virus does is it encrypts data and makes it unavailable without an encryption key, and then they sell you the encryption key. And the worst kind would traverse a network. So it would leave your computer, and it would go looking on file shares and encrypting file shares like that your networkly... It is a virus, yeah. And then the other computers on the network that have access to those same files, when they pulled those up, would infect those computers.
So, if to continue on the scam subject, I may be being scammed right now. And part of what's happening is everybody you deal with is requiring verification. Sometimes this verification is very difficult. So right now, I'm spending over a year trying to get money, originally from PokerStars. PokerStars is a online poker site that I used to play, but I stopped playing in the last couple of years, and I had some money laying around. So I withdrew $700, and I could never get it withdrawn. They insisted that I withdraw it from the place I deposited, but I made an original deposit many years ago, and then only did withdrawals through the years is because I was a decent player. And now the remaining money, which I pulled $700 out, so I finally had to rejoin the place where I put the money in, NetTeller. Has anybody heard of NetTeller here?
No.
No, not familiar with it.
Beware. So I reopened an account with NetTeller, and they finally sent the money to NetTeller. Now they're asking me for verification. I have sent them pictures, photos, codes, on and on and on and on, and I'm not getting my money. So I looked them up as far as complaints. 82% of people have been scammed out of their money and have not, 82% of the reviews.
Wow.
And this is a big company that's been around at least 10 years, because it has to be at least 10, 15 years since I put the original deposit in, and they're in the UK. So be careful, and like, there's no problem with PayPal, but I'd be very, very cautious with any other company that might be handling money that way.
Yeah, no, that's
it. I'll get my money. I keep on sending them the...
That's a good PSA. I didn't even realize they would use it. Like, why wouldn't they just use PayPal or some legitimate brokerage like that?
PokerStars site, which is not allowed in the United States.
Ah, okay.
You can only play it in Mexico, you know.
Right, yeah.
I used to play in the United States, and they banned the United States. They only have so many avenues, and they're offshore somewhere, you know. They probably don't even exist except on the internet.
Everything you're describing sounds like you had some warning signals to begin with.
No, I've quite honest. I've made a lot of money over the years.
Okay.
Before it got tough to make money on this site. I mean, a lot of money. And I've always been able to withdraw my money by sending a check to... But because I haven't played a few years, the verification process has become so difficult, I could no longer get my money.
Right.
I used to send it to either a check to here or to the banks.
Time to
take a tax deduction.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to hit two other points on New Orleans. One is that they're dealing with this major shutdown with pen and paper until possibly the end of the year, while they've got a couple of major things going on. They've got a power plant that blew up.
and they had a shooting?
The shooting isn't on my list. They had the Hard Rock Hotel collapse that they're still dealing with. They had a manhole explosion just to yesterday in the French Quarter. And they're expecting a major storm to hit them. So they've got all this going on at the same time they're dealing with this cyber attack.
And my granddaughter is there in college.
Oh, she is. And this shooting didn't make it on my list. What was that about?
Loyola. I don't know. They were at somewhere right out on the French Quarter edge that they had a shooting.
And they had a shooting. Wow.
Mardini?
So the other point I just wanted to make was they have over 50 volunteers, tech people, that have volunteered to help scrub computers, and they're expecting to get through 4,000 computers for the local government. Well, I found it fascinating. I'll put links to that if you guys are interested in that. And then the only other topic that I brought with me today was about how Google is starting to build its own Android TV box again. And it looks like it's specifically to introduce the HDMI 2.1 TV connector. The HDMI connector is that cable we use now to hook up our flat screens to DVDs and Fire TV sticks and Google devices. So this would be an Android TV. It would be a box that has... Some of you guys have already started using Android TVs. They have a remote control, and you work your way through a menu system, very similar to a Fire TV. And they're going to be putting this one out. Right now, it's been made available to developers. Nobody knows if this will actually turn into a device. But what I thought was significant about this was the emergence of HDMI 2.1, which I knew very little about when I started looking at this.
Just kill me now.
Well, let me start by saying there's no reason to think about replacing any of your equipment anytime soon. Most everything that this benefits will benefit technologies you're probably not using, so there's no reason to
definitely
think about it.
Not using.
And probably the only reason that it should be a note in the back of your head is if you happen to see what you think's a good price on a new TV set or a new piece of equipment, and it's advertised as having 2.1, then you've gotten a greater price on a piece of equipment that is future-proofed for a while. We've all talked about 4K TV stuff, and we're still hurting for 4K TV content, but there's a lot more of it that's available than before, but that it's not the majority of content. 4K, a great way to think about 4K is it's four times 1080p. That's really what it's telling you, is it's four times the highest HD TV that we think of. Well, the current standard HDMI 2 provides 8K, double that. Right? Nobody's doing 8K right now. And this new standard, 2.1, which has been around for about a year, will do up to 10K. We don't even have 8K. That's why none of this really matters. The only reason this is a topic for our group is if you get a great price on a piece of video equipment and it happens to have 2.1, well, then bonus. You are future-proofed and you got a great price. I say it like that because I would hate for you to go out right now thinking that your new TV should have 2.1. Yeah, absolutely missing nothing by having it not support 2.1. But 2.1 is going to be in our lexicon, in the vernacular of our language. From this point on, you're going to see it being marketed to just like you saw the 4K screens marketed to. And so you're going to be wondering what's so special about it. And what's so special about it is it's really early, because there's nothing really to take advantage of it yet. Another significant change, if you were to do 8K on our standard connection we have now, it's capable of up to 30 frames per second. 60 frames per second is what our TVs have done for a long time. Our monitors do 60 frames per second. If you were running a CAD program, you're an architect, you'd expect it to have at least that kind of speed. But as far as video content, watching movies, well, movies happen at 24 frames a second. So TV has given us a higher quality of frame rate to begin with than what we expect in a movie theater. And 8K, though a higher resolution, is shooting these frames at you faster than you expect them at a movie theater. It is still pales in comparison to what the 2.1 speed will be of 120 frames per second. Again, unless you're a gamer, you have no appreciation for this stuff. It is bigger, better, faster, very similar to 5G. Have no idea how you guys are going to take advantage of this. And again, I only see this as I got a great price on a TV, and it happens to support 2.1 as well.
But the important thing is the price.
The important thing is the price. I do think that when you want to make sure the screen you're buying now is at least a 4K screen. I don't think there's any reason, if you're looking at a 1080p screen, you should be getting tremendous discounts on it. It's second hand, so you're getting it at a third the price it was originally. It's being sold new, so you're getting it at half the price originally. But I think that if you're out to buy a new screen, it should support 4K at this point, because that's the real future that we're moving into. I mean, that's the future right now. Right now, there's 4K content on Netflix, on Amazon, on YouTube, and you want to be able to take advantage of at least that when it starts to become more abundant. But like 5G, there's no reason to make your phone purchase decision tomorrow based on whether it has a 5G modem. It just doesn't make any sense. If you need a phone tomorrow, you should be looking at your phones, and you shouldn't even be worried about 5G. And that's the way you should feel about your TVs. If you need a new TV tomorrow, there's absolutely no reason you should be looking at 8K technology, because there's nothing to take advantage of it. Yeah, it's just not there. Even in the computer world, where they're doing development, they're doing graphic design, they're doing 3D rendering for movies, they're just barely using 8K. And there aren't any movies that are being recorded at 8K or released at 8K. So that your ability to display 8K, it just doesn't matter. Now, I heard a conversation this morning with some content producers, and they came up with one good reason to be recording in 8K, and that is the ability to zoom in at high definition. So that's really what we're going to see in the future, I believe, is that we're going to see consumer electronics that have the capacity and the quality to record at 8K with the assumption that you'll be able to go to your computer and zoom in very, like, way across the room, and that still fills an HDTV screen picture with very high quality. Right? It's one of the advantages of because you're literally recording just buckets of data when you record like that. You're recording at 4K, you're recording at 8K, you just insane amounts of data. You're not storing any of it in the end because it's so big. There's just so much of it. But you as an editor can go and you can cut away all that extra garbage to get closer to what really is the subject of the video, the product that you're producing.
How do you tell if your current TV is 4K or 1080?
Well, if you have to ask, it's more than likely 1080. Yeah. You could Google your model and see what it says, the stats on your model. I was thinking you might ask if your current TV has 2.1, and I was going to snidely say it's not.
No, I know it.
Yeah, it's just not.
It's 2 years old.
There just isn't enough things. What's that?
Your internet speed to support 8K.
Well, that's right. The other thing is we still don't have the internet for 4K. Right. So as far as consumer electronics go, I see this more as a sticker on the device. Like down the road, it's going to be 8K because everything's 8K because that's the market we're in. So, and that's why I say there's no reason to make purchase decisions now based on this. Eventually, it's just going to be part of the equipment. But if you need the equipment now, buy it, price and shop within the 4K market. I'm a little sentimental about that topic because my wife is asking me to find us another big screen TV, and I'm like, aw, honey, you sure know how to make me happy.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't feel like I can afford it at the moment, even though they're great prices on 4K displays. And I've been 55-inch, 60-inch 4K displays on Amazon, shipped to Mexico. They're around 13,000 pesos, 12,000. I even found a 55-inch for just over 9,000 pesos.
Wow. What do you make?
TLC. As well as there's an LG that's out there for 9,000. It's a 55-inch, a 55-inch. Yeah.
On Amazon, Mexico.
On Amazon, Mexico, so it could be shipped to your door here. I say these things, remember, I get nothing out of that. I mean, if you want to thank me, there are other ways to thank. I get nothing out of mentioning Amazon ads to you. Amazon's not going to give me anything for mentioning this stuff. But yeah, I have been paying attention to it, going, you know, I still don't feel like we need healthcare more than we need that. We need to fix the car more than we need that.
Are you feeling well?
Oh, I am. I'm good. I just, life happens in my world because I have a list of priorities.
Ah, and
the big screen TV is not on it.
Sit closer.
10:30.
Don't you have a dentist
in the
middle
of the
night?
No.
Okay.
Sit down.
Well, I have exhausted my topics.
Echo.
That's your echo.
Doesn't sound like Sam.
Sounds like your alarm's going off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go, yeah. Meg.
That's getting that a little closer, yeah. It's you haven't given him time to warm up.
His mother taught him something when he was young. Patience is a virtue. Have it if you can. Seldom in a woman, never in a man. He lives by that. I wanted to ask you something, but I forgot what now.
Certainly.
I have a thing for you. If we don't have a VPN, how can we get main channels if they know we're in Mexico?
Well, you can't.
Are you on...
Yeah,
are you in an Amazon Prime?
Yes, it's the same thing she's got.
But are you an Amazon Prime member?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what to do.
But she's talking about like ABC, CBS, NBC.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Without a VPN?
Without a VPN, you could use this website that I mentioned without a VPN.
Okay.
Yeah.
My
But the VPN would give you, or the DNS proxy would give you the ability to behave as though your Amazon Prime was in the United States.
So I should keep the VPN?
No, because you're not a Prime member.
But I want to be.
But do you want to be for TV? Is that because it's not going to give you live streams. It's going to give you access to a catalog of videos like Netflix. Yeah, and I would recommend if you spend most of your time down here and you're interested in the catalog of cheap videos to go to like a Netflix, Amazon Prime Mexico is very inexpensive and has a lot of the same content as Amazon Prime US.
Okay.
It's like
Do you need a local credit card?
$4.99 a year. That's 499 pesos a year.
Okay.
And you do need a local payment method. It seems like what I had to do is I put in my bank card from Cibanco, and they just verified that I could pay locally, or that I was local, or that I cared local. And then I immediately removed that from my payment methods, and I have forever paid for it with my U.S. payment method, because I have a U.S. Amazon account. And so they didn't force me to use a payment method to pay for the service. They for because I got you get a month free. Yeah. I'm sure you still get a month free. So they didn't charge my card, and I had time to remove it and use my U.S. payment method.
I use the U.S. payment method, but when I tried to join it,
that's right. Yeah. I had to use my Cibanco debit card to get it paid for, or to get it verified that I was local. But I would recommend that if you're interested. That is a very cheap. That's a
cheap is my middle name.
Yeah, it's a very cheap access to a lot of content that's being made here available. And then as far as the other, and the reason I wouldn't push you towards Netflix is because very quickly, you're for like 100 pesos more than you're paying now,
yeah,
you'll be able to have access to Netflix on infinitum. And Jim came in talking about, Jim, didn't you come in talking about Netflix through infinitum? Was that you? No, you were just talking about your speeds. It had nothing to do with the new account with Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't tried yet. See, I tried.
They're supposed to send you a link.
Okay, so you are trying to get it set up.
Yes, that's what caused all the problems.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, so Jim had to sign a new contract.
And
they said, you can't have the speed you have now. Set you up on the new contract and your speed dropped.
No, my new contract is going to be 30. But she said, I can't have 30 now. And I said, I've had 30 for the last, this is in this office, that I've had 30 for the last 3 years. And she looks at me and she goes, you can't have 30. You can only have 20 where you are. The screen says so. If you push the button,
and downgrade.
By the time I got home,
I had
20. Yeah. And then I'm supposed to have a link from Netflix to activate your never came. Okay. So we spent calling. We had to call Mexico City. We tried the office again. We tried technician.
I
report. Hermosillo called me.
I would suspect it's going to roll out like mini Telmex issues.
30 days.
Nobody has any idea how it's going to work. You're going to get information that's incorrect. I wouldn't be surprised if there was.
What the technician recommended is there's another way to get your activation. Go sign up for your Netflix account. Make sure it's a Mexican Netflix account that you sign up for. And you get 30 days for free. Anyway, so you sign it up, and then once you go to activate it over here, they don't have to send you an activation link. All you do is go into your account at Netflix and change the payment to Infinium.
Oh.
And they will automatically pay it with your email address.
So what they're telling you is that if you go into your Netflix account, you're going to find a payment method that lists Infinitum as one of the payment methods.
Once you sign up for it, yes. And, well, that's the long way to do it. They're supposed to send you this link. They've tried 3 times. We never got the link.
I'm really curious if that even exists yet. I would like to see somebody that signed up and see Infinitum listed there in their payment methods. I mean, what you're saying sounds like the way they will do it.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me until we actually see it work that way.
You wanted me into it the last time I was here.
It's all my fault.
Basically, it would be your phone bill.
It would be, well... Yeah. Yeah, I believe that your phone bill, I believe the service that you're contracting will be around 100 pesos more than what you're contracting now.
Right.
And it will include Netflix for free.
I like that. I like easy.
Well, $4.99, you get 20 megs, and 20 megs down, 5 up, and Netflix. For $5.79, you can get 30 megs down, 10 megs up, which is what I had to begin with, so that's I just wanted to add Netflix to it, and I paid $5.87 for the last 3 years, they tell me I can't have, I didn't have it. And why am I paying $5.87? It's dog chasing its tail.
Well, I told you, I came in this morning. I'm having network problems at my house. I get into the router and discover that they're synchronizing me at 10 megabits a second faster. So before they were doing it 20 megabits a second, now they're doing it at 30 megabits a second. I've never been able to get more than 10 out of my phone line to begin with. So one of the rules of speed in networking is the faster you go, the more errors you have. So they've cranked me up to 11, but there's so much distortion that I can barely use it. I can't hear anything. So that's going to require a tech call to them going, just downgrade my account.
how do I get my internet hooked up with those guys? I mean, do I have to chase the little truck around town to catch them? Because basically they've just wiggled the wires. It works, they go away, it doesn't work. They wiggle the wires, it works, they go away, it doesn't work. And it's been that way since we got here a month ago.
I'll tell you, the only success that I've had with reoccurring problems is reoccurring reporting. And
daily?
Drive them crazy.
Well, yes. No, you can only re-report every 3 days. Because they should have attended you between a day to 3 days. So by the third day, if you haven't gotten satisfaction, then you can call and re-report it.
I just go down.
Well,
and
I have a suggestion that I've worked for me.
Right there by Central Rosa.
And
stand there
every day.
They solve all my problems.
Oh, Irving, you know what you just reminded me of? I wish we had more people here, but I talked to Juan over the week and invited him to come talk to us about his services. And so I just need everyone to be aware of it, and we can plan. We can plan for a week or 2 weeks where.
Mention again next.
What's that?
To get down,
they changed how they're dealing with services.
Well, it's not. Oh, is he on Juan's system?
Mexico City now?
Let's find out.
I think he's on Telmex. I think that's what he was complaining about.
Or at least, or wireless.
Yeah, but if it's a computer problem,
it's a whole different.
Can still handle it.
Well, if it's a computer problem, you could ask me to handle it.
I saw one of the videos from Ethan.
But he's describing the problems with his internet connection. And trying to get Telmex to deal with it, and they come out. No, because it sounds like from the way he's reporting it, is the Telmex guys come, they fix some cables, and then it's working until it's not working.
Generally speaking, he may not know, but they actually can, through the software in Mexico City, change everything.
Well, this is exactly what I was going to share. If you reported on the... See, I don't go down and talk to the office unless there's something I have to. I go down to get new modems if we need a new modem. But really... Yeah, because you need to have a report number. But if you don't get a report number, you don't have a report. And if you have a report number, you don't have to go through all the BS of reporting it again. You can just say, I've got the same problem, let me give you the report number. And they will look up the report number and they will determine whether it was dealt with or not. And more often than not, it hasn't. It's just been forgotten about. And this is a this season thing. Because we've had other seasons where it behaved differently.
Your 3 days went away. Talking Mexico City, they have to do it now within 5 to 7 because there's a backlog of people complaining.
Now, do you have that over the phone?
Yes.
And
actually, when I called down here, they said 3 days. When I talked to Mexico City, they said 5 to 7. The guy was there 7th day.
Wow.
Jeez.
And we only have one tech guy in town.
He's the one in Finnish Tietum truck?
No, there's one, and then on his day off, another one shows up.
But the guy that used to be one guy in town was fabulous. I forget his name.
Abel,
yeah.
Is he still Abel?
No, it's Carlos.
Carlos.
He's good, too. It's just they're overworked. They've got way too many problems going on around town, and there's only one guy.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, something's gone wrong. It's just in the wire between the pole, where everybody else is getting signals, and me.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No problem. So we'll do it next week. We're doing Christmas Eve Merry Christmas, everybody. Ho, ho, ho. We will see you on Christmas Eve next Tuesday, 9:15 to 10:15, here at Tequila's, where we try and solve the world's tech problems one question at a time. We will... Is there anything else I should say? I am Scott Stimson, and if you have any computer issues you're trying to resolve anywhere on the internet, I'd appreciate you getting a hold of me at International Computer Solutions. That's internationalcs.net. If you're interested in more of these, I gotta talk quick because it's melting in my fingers. If you're interested in any of these videos, podcasts, we are available at sccclub.org. Check us out there. Search for us in your podcast catcher of choice. Search for the San Carlos Computer Club. We'll be back next week. Until then, tech on.